And now this is a dictation for Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Priest, P as in Paul, R-I-E-S-T, April 2735, address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N-D-O, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Mrs. Priest. Low sodium concentration last visit December. She's very hard of hearing, comes accompanied with family member. Was not doing, overall doing fluid restriction. Denies nausea, vomiting. There is minor dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. No abdominal discomfort. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Stable dyspnea activity, not at rest. No oxygen purulent material hemoptysis. No chest pain palpitation. No syncope. Uses a walker, no fall. Was eating in a high level of sodium in diet. There has been some worsening edema, as well as very high blood pressure. Weight at home around 183, 185. Baseline is around 179. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure 170 over 70 on the left side. Hard of hearing, JVD, no respiratory distress at rest, no localized RALS, no wheezing, no pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur, appears regular, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or ascites, about 3 plus bilateral below the knees. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Nurantin. Losartan, Metoprolol, Lasix. Aldacton, next paragraph, most recent chemistry is in February, normal kidney function, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.2, low sodium 127, which is baseline. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hypoosmolality associated to CHF. I'm not sure why she was doing a high sodium diet, which is not the answer, which is exacerbating the volume overload and the hypertension. Next number, hypertension, exacerbated by increased intake of sodium. Next number, congestive heart failure, tolerating ARB losartan, continue beta blocker diuretic aldacton. Next number, potassium acid base normal. Next number, nutrition normal. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. No EPO treatment. Next number, status post aortic valve replacement, preserved ejection fraction, does have diastolic dysfunction, as well as moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial as indicated above, as well as medications like Nurantin. All this is discussed at length with the patient and family members, plan to see her back on the next 4 or 5 months.